you know this division well. Obviously, you've been at Swindon last year, and when you say about putting a run together, it is still all to play for, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You know, we can't just think the season's over with already. I mean, sitting sixth in the league, we're in the semi-finals, winning the fourth round of the FA Cup. You know, how can people? You know, I know people, you know, don't understand, but that's good. I mean, if you think of where the club was last year, was it in bottom three?
Yeah.
You know, you've got to look at that. You've got to look at the, you know, that way. I know they expect. I know what they expect. I know they expect promotion, and we do that from ourselves because as a squad, we think we're good enough, and we've shown that we're good enough this season. And it's all just about, you know, just as I said before, just getting that run together, where you just feel unbeatable.
Yeah.
Like the lads did last year. You go into games and you just think we can't lose here.
Yeah.
You know, even if we don't win, we're not going to lose. We're going to draw. We're going to get a point and move on to the next game. And I think it's very close.
Must be a lovely feeling as a player, that.
It is, yeah. And to be honest with you, yeah, I think we've had that type of confidence for a while now. Even in the performances, maybe bar one or two across the way, I don't think there's been any gripes about the performances at all. It's just putting the ball in the back of the net, one end, and, you know, conceding little sloppy goals. I mean, I don't know how many goals we've conceded in the last 15 games. It can't be many, to be honest with you. And it's just them little goals that are just really killing us, and we're not really killing teams off when we're on top of them. But, you know, over the course of the season, and I think really now, from this second half of the season, I think we need to kick on. I think the way the gaffer works in pre-season, the fitness he gets into here, I think that'll really, really show in the second half of the season. The lads are very fit here. And I think, you know, teams with lesser squads, you know, start to dwindle off a little bit. So, you know, with the size of the squad we've got here and the fitness levels, I think we can really kick on second half.
Because the other thing as well, I mean, it wasn't so long ago that everybody thought Bristol City were, you know, over the hill and far away and never going to get hauled back. And they're not even top of the table anymore. So it does go to show possibly this division more than any other in the Football League can change not in an instant, but in a matter of weeks.
Yeah, over a few weeks, you know, runs together a couple of losses for certain teams, and you're back in the mixer. And, you know, we just want to keep ourselves up there, trying to push on a little bit more, you know, for the latter stages of the season, you know, the last 15 games or so, when you really kick on. And, you know, if you get a run together there's no stopping you towards the end of the season. You can see the finish line, you go for it. You know, leagues aren't running November, December. Yeah. You know, it's all well and good being, you know, we'd like to be top of the table now, but it's all well and good being top of the table, but how do they handle that pressure? You know, it's one of them, and I don't really think they've had a bad patch yet, Bristol City, to be honest with you, so they do one, you know, it's all ifs and buts, really, but we've just got to concentrate on ourselves, really. The performances have been good, they'll translate into positive results sooner rather than later, I'm sure of it.
So it's I'm exaggerating slightly, but, you know, almost sometimes it might seem a mile away. Actually, when you analyse what's going on, it's probably only a matter of inches, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. It's very, very close, and we can feel that in the group before games, when we're going out to games with confidence. And you know, that's a good thing to have. And I think a couple of wins on the bounce, that'll even breed it even more. And then, you know, who knows what can happen.
I think as well, sometimes when you look at the name of the club, and there's other clubs in the division that this would be the case with, but when you see certain teams going on a march, if you can do that, it does make other sides sit up and take notice and a little bit more pressure, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, I remember last year when this club went on a 10-game unbeaten run.
This is what I was going to ask you about, because you were obviously elsewhere.
We played them at Swindon. We played them down at Swindon. And when they were coming, you know, it wasn't a fear, but it was thinking this is going to be a very, very tough game. These are on a roll. A big, big, mighty club. Sorry, I nearly said it again, didn't I? nearly, you know, the big.
You're
club,
learning.
They're coming, and you know it's going to be a tough game. And we managed to win 2-1. But I think looking back on that game, you know, Sheffield United did deserve to win that game. They had the better chances. I think Conor Cody missed a couple of chances in that game, but. Before that game, you know, you could tell in our dressing room this is going to be a hard game, because these are on a roll and you know, they're one of the biggest clubs in the division.
And I'm not going to name names or ask you to do it, but there perhaps will be other clubs that if they were coming on the same run of form, you wouldn't have sort of taken as much note, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You get the point I'm trying to make.
I do know what you mean, but if we can get on a roll, when people see that we've won 3-4 on the bounce and we're coming to their place or they're coming to our place, they're going to be thinking, whoa,
yeah,
a little bit. And it does sort of set them back a little bit. And I mean, it's difficult. It's one of them.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that feeling?